Hey, 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 it's Rorik here, and welcome to our weekly activation. And the topic today, think about, are you in your season of dress up or dress down? Now, I truly believe that we go through seasons to decide where we want to be in our wealth identity and what we want to play with in those seasons. Now, I am currently walking my way to the beach, and hopefully you can hear me. I feel inspired to record this, and this often happens with me whilst in movement and in flow. Through our lives, we have to go through trial and error. I have trials and errors many levels. I have taken myself to a state of completely not having any connection to Molly, and being spiritually dependent wholly without being present. So that means that I tried to live without money at one point, but also that I was solely dependent on the universe and I didn't take my actions. So I wasn't really grounded, I wasn't involved, I wasn't present. There are other points in my life where I have been in seasons where I have really tried on the materialistic world and had so much fun. In all of these aspects, I'd had fun. I've had fun just being slip-flop wearing, beach-going, surfacing, to being the intellectual, edgy, animalistic segment. I've also been the party-going it girl for social currency. I've also been the woman obsessed with material experiences and collecting money. All of these things have taught me something about the wealth identity that fits me, has integrated something, and has also led me to a path of something more mature, as I thought, oh, that's going to make me feel grown up, and that's going to make me feel solid, and that's going to make me feel secure, and that's going to make me feel rich. And they didn't. They did it in part, and they were super fun, but the reason they come to a point of outgrowth, and that's the thing you realize, is that there is an outgrowth that happens. And so there's no failure to let go of an identity that does not fulfill. It's okay to do that because it means you've evolved to something else, or you've integrated what you needed, and now you can move forward. This season, if you're inside of Rich Home Evolution, is checking in to see, are you ready to put down the dress down and start dressing up? Because when we disregard the physical realm, when we disregard how we show up in our bodies, how we show up in our clothing, our material life, our experiences, we're dressing down. We're dressing down to fit in. We're dressing down to be nice and polite. We're dressing down to be good. We're dressing down to be small. We're dressing down to be little, like little girls and acceptable. We're dressing down. And we all know what that felt like when you went through COVID and everybody fell into living in nothing but leisure wear, or leisure wear, as we'd say in the States. Eventually, either that becomes your identity and you lose your passion, or you start to rage against it and want to dress up, want to experience more, want to embody the person you know you're meant to be. And there's a stage in that, of course, of reclaiming the person that you've already been. So in your dress up, there will be that stage of, oh, this is what I used to be like. Oh, this is what I used to like. This is what I know. There's a reclaiming in that that's really, really important. And then going beyond. This isn't just about dressing up as in putting on lipstick and stuff. That's absolutely important, fun, celebratory, as long as it's fun. But what I want you to really understand in your mindset, in your body, in your soul, is the dress up is about, what do I want to play with now? What do I want to have fun with now? Because you are a soul coming here to play with the physical world. Let's hear this again. You are a soul who is coming here to play with the physical world. We are taught that it's all about lessons and learning, and we're in some sort of torture practice or school. But actually, we are the creators. And the more that you evolve, the more that you integrate, the more that you accept all these parts of you, the more you get to realize, it's like, what do I want to play with? What do I want to enter into? For me, I'm entering into a phase, a season, the woman who I've seen for a long time, the more elegant version of me. She's mature. She's the 50-year-old version of me who I really like. I tried her on a few times, but I've never felt mature enough to embody her. She's the elegant leader. Now, I'm going through a human design Chiron return. We all go through it. Around 49 to 51, I am going through this. And this means I'm reclaiming parts of my energy that's coming in, literally into my design, into my makeup. And they're parts of me that really suit this woman, this 50-year-old woman. She's a leader. She's a mature leader. She is the wise woman. But more importantly, she's, to me, she is the elegant player. She's the rich as fuck, rich, sexy, and free, but in an elegant, graceful, expansive. To me, she is Grace Kelly, Princess Monaco. That's who I always wanted to be when I was a kid. I like the fact that she did lots of naughty things that no one ever talked about because she did it with style. It wasn't about her being a princess. None of that. It's about the embodiment of grace and the style. That is my dress up. I'm dressing up to become this woman. I am embodying her. I'm loving her. I'm excited about her. You will see her weave her magic through this membership. She's here. So who do you want to dress up to be? Who do you want to become? This is a becoming journey. This isn't I just slip it on and for a day I wear a nice couture dress and I feel like I'm fabulous. That's not what we're talking about. You know that I'm all about the couture on the inside, the fashion house on the inside. And I know that as you embody in each up level and each shift, because as you do that, whether you dress up or dress down, I have seen over my life as I have played out all aspects to test this, I have noticed that life matches me, whether I dress up or whether I dress down. And that has got to be the first thought as you go through this month and every action that you're taking, everywhere that you look at your reactions to other people, whether they are dressing up or dressing down. Does it trigger you? Does it excite you? Does it bring something to you? Because everybody is a mirror. So when we are around more wealth, more integrated wealth, physically demonstrated, embodied, is it activating you? And is it activating you because you want to be more of it? You want to have more of that experience because you want to dress up. You want to play with that. You want the playing experience. You are a soul who has come to play with the material world. You can stop the lies and the illusions of believing you are in some sort of struggle, push, proving yourself. God doesn't love me. You know, I've got to prove I'm worthy. All of that bullshit. It's an illusion. It is a lie. The truth is you are a soul who came here to play. You came here to create. Yeah, what real playing means, it means to create, to experience, to have joy. Look at kids. They want to play together. They want to share it together. And that's what you came here to do. You came here to share your wealth with others. The wealth of your identity, your energy, your experience, your love, your joy, and your money, and your legacy wealth. Creating legacy wealth, not just for your own family, but that you impact others by being in your wealth, that you contribute to things that excite you, knowing that you are in an overflowing economy. This is not about being good. This is not about being nice. This is about playing at its full form and you being in your full generosity and joy. But you have to come to you first and you have to ask yourself these questions to really ponder over this month. Am I dressing up or am I dressing down? Am I dressing up in this situation or am I dressing down? Am I leveling myself up? Am I expanding myself? Dressing up is all about expansion. Have you ever dressed up? Putting on your mum's shoes, your mum's lipstick, you know, mum's outfit. Dressing up, playing up. Or maybe when you've been in the theatre. I was in the theatre, I've done improv comedy. All of that is about dressing up, playing on a new character. And that's what I've done with my life. I've played different characters to see which ones I like, which ones I want to be, which ones I suit, which ones excite me, which ones have a long-term life and others that have a short expiry date. We are not fixed. We are not linear. We are here to play. And this is always the core of my teachings as a psychotherapist, as an expert in human development and child development, human development, adult development, young people development. Playing is the essence. So you will have journal prompts to play with this as well, to look at how you're reacting to others and using others as mirrors, but to ask yourself this fundamental question and to see what your reaction is and start to observe and notice. There will be reactions in your energy. You will explore through your journal prompts about things like shame and guilt, where you recognize that you have dressed down for somebody else in relationships, for your parents, for society. We've all done it, but you've also done it for yourself. You did it for yourself, thinking it kept safe. You did it for yourself to try on an identity that you thought, oh, to try that. So forgive yourself. If you see it as playing dress up and that you were a soul who's come to your play box and thought, oh, I'll put on that cowboy hat and I'll put on that princess dress and maybe I'll put on both of them together, you can do anything you fancy, anything. So why not forgive yourself and see it in a lighter way? This is what this is all about. It's lightening up, letting it go, and deciding where you want to dress up now and explore where you have dressed up in the past and what reactions you got from others. It's really important. I'd love to see your comments in the group, of course, inside the Telegram. Any feedback, any insights, any ahas, any celebrations, always drop them inside the Telegram group. So have a beautiful day, and it's time to dress up.